Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace your IELTS speaking task, describing your ideal workplace. As an experienced IELTS examiner, I've seen countless candidates struggle with describing their ideal workplace during the speaking test. This topic is not only common, but also offers a great opportunity to showcase your language skills and creativity. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore how to effectively describe a place you would like to work in IELTS speaking, providing you with valuable tips, sample answers, and key vocabulary to help you achieve a high band score. Understanding the task. Before we dive into the specifics, it's important to understand that this topic can appear in any part of the IELTS speaking test. It's particularly common in Part 2, where you might be asked to describe a specific workplace or discuss your ideal work environment. However, related questions can also come up in Parts 1 and 3. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, you might encounter questions like, what kind of place do you work in? Do you like your current workplace? Why not? What would your ideal workplace be like? Let's focus on the third question as it directly relates to our topic. Sample answer. My ideal workplace would be a spacious, well-lit office with large windows offering plenty of natural light. I'd love to have a mix of open collaborative spaces and quiet areas for focused work. Comfortable, ergonomic furniture is a must, and I'd really appreciate having some greenery around to create a more relaxed atmosphere. Most importantly, I'd want it to be a place that fosters creativity and teamwork, where colleagues can easily share ideas and support each other. This answer demonstrates a good range of vocabulary, clear organization of ideas, and personal preference, which are all key factors in achieving a high band score. Part 2, Long Term. In Part 2, you might receive a cue card like this. Describe a place where you would like to work. You should say what kind of place it is, where it would be located, what it would look like, and explain why you would like to work there. Sample answer. I'd like to describe my dream workplace, which would be a cutting-edge tech startup office located in the heart of Silicon Valley. This dynamic environment would be the perfect blend of innovation and comfort. The office would be situated in a modern, eco-friendly building with floor-to-ceiling windows offering panoramic views of the surrounding area. Inside, the space would be designed with an open-plan layout to encourage collaboration and creativity. There would be various zones catering to different work styles, from quiet pods for focused work to vibrant brainstorming areas with colorful furniture and writable walls. One of the standout features would be the state-of-the-art technology integrated throughout the office. Smart boards, video conferencing facilities, and the latest gadgets would be readily available, making it easier for teams to collaborate both in person and remotely. The office would also prioritize employee well-being. There would be a well-equipped gym, a relaxation room for meditation or power naps, and a rooftop garden where people could take breaks or have informal meetings. The kitchen area would be stocked with healthy snacks and a top-of-the-line coffee machine to keep everyone energized. I'd love to work in such a place because it embodies the perfect balance between productivity and employee satisfaction. The innovative atmosphere would be incredibly motivating, pushing me to think outside the box and constantly improve. Moreover, the emphasis on well-being shows that the company values its employees, which I believe is crucial for job satisfaction and long-term career growth. In essence, this workplace would not just be an office, but a hub of innovation where cutting-edge ideas come to life, all while ensuring the comfort and happiness of its employees. Examiner's follow-up questions. How important do you think the physical work environment is for productivity? Do you believe that the design of a workplace can affect employee satisfaction? Sample answers. I firmly believe that the physical work environment plays a crucial role in productivity. A well-designed workspace can significantly boost efficiency and creativity. For instance, proper lighting, comfortable seating, and good air quality can reduce fatigue and help maintain focus throughout the day. Moreover, having designated areas for different types of work, like quiet zones for concentrated tasks and collaborative spaces for team projects, can help employees manage their time and energy more effectively. Ultimately, when people feel comfortable and supported by their environment, they're more likely to produce high-quality work. Absolutely. I'm convinced that workplace design has a substantial impact on employee satisfaction. The layout and amenities of an office can greatly influence people's mood, motivation, and overall job satisfaction. For example, an office with natural light, plants, and comfortable break areas can reduce stress and make employees feel more valued. Additionally, a well-designed office that facilitates easy communication between team members can foster a sense of community and improve work relationships. When employees enjoy their physical work environment, they're more likely to look forward to coming to work, which in turn can lead to increased job satisfaction and loyalty to the company. Part 3, two-way discussion. In Part 3, the examiner might ask more abstract questions related to workplaces and work environments. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Examiner: How do you think workplaces will change in the future? I believe workplaces of the future will undergo significant transformations driven by technological advancements and changing work cultures. We're likely to see a shift towards more flexible and adaptable spaces that can accommodate both in-person and remote work seamlessly. Virtual and augmented reality technologies might become commonplace, allowing for immersive collaboration regardless of physical location. Additionally, I anticipate a greater emphasis on sustainability, with more offices incorporating eco-friendly design elements and energy-efficient systems. The concept of work-life balance will probably be more integrated into workplace design, with areas dedicated to relaxation, fitness, and personal development becoming standard features rather than luxuries. Examiner: Do you think the traditional office will become obsolete? Candidate: While I don't believe the traditional office will become entirely obsolete, I do think it will evolve considerably. The pandemic has demonstrated that many jobs can be done remotely, which has led to a reevaluation of the purpose of physical office spaces. In the future, I envision offices becoming more of a hub for collaboration, creativity, and company culture, rather than a mandatory daily destination for all employees. We might see a hybrid model becoming the norm, where employees split their time between remote work and office presence. This shift could lead to offices being redesigned to prioritize spaces for team meetings, brainstorming sessions, and social interactions rather than rows of individual desks. However, certain industries and job roles will still require a physical presence, so traditional offices will likely adapt rather than disappear completely. Key vocabulary and phrases. To achieve a high band score, it's crucial to use a wide range of vocabulary accurately. Here are some key terms and phrases related to describing workplaces. Ergonomic, adjective. Numic, designed for efficiency and comfort in the working environment. Example: The office is equipped with ergonomic chairs to prevent back pain. Open plan, adjective. End plan, of a building, having large open areas with few or no internal dividing walls. Example: The company has adopted an open plan office layout to encourage collaboration. Collaborative space, noun phrase, collaborative spes, an area designed for people to work together. Example: The new office includes several collaborative spaces for team projects. State of the art, adjective, state of the art, using the most modern or advanced techniques or equipment. Example: The research lab is equipped with state-of-the-art technology. Work-life balance, noun phrase, work-life balance, the division of one's time and focus between working and family or leisure activities. Example: The company promotes a good work-life balance by offering flexible working hours. Eco-friendly, adjective, eco-friendly, not harmful to the environment. Example: The building uses eco-friendly materials and energy-efficient systems. Cutting edge, adjective, edge, very modern and advanced. Example: The startup prides itself on its cutting-edge approach to software development. Vibrant, adjective, vibrant, full of energy and life. Example: The office has a vibrant atmosphere that inspires creativity. Examiner's advice. To excel in describing your ideal workplace in the IELTS speaking test, keep these tips in mind. Use a wide range of vocabulary, including less common words and phrases related to work environments. Structure your answer logically, covering different aspects of the workplace: location, design, facilities, atmosphere. Provide specific examples and reasons for your preferences to demonstrate critical thinking. Use a variety of grammatical structures, including complex sentences. Practice speaking about different types of workplaces to improve your fluency on this topic. Remember, the key to success in IELTS speaking is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Aim for clarity, fluency, and naturalness in your speech, and don't be afraid to express your personal opinions and experiences. By following these guidelines and incorporating the sample answers and vocabulary provided, you'll be well prepared to tackle questions about your ideal workplace in your IELTS speaking test. Good luck. For more tips on acing your IELTS speaking test, check out our guides on how to describe a time you faced a difficult choice and how to describe a person who is very good at handling stress. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.